1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
We're running out of time, so I can only tell you the bullet points of the phone tap that's about to air.
Okay.
Yeah. Woman, cell phone, problem, Brooke, bad helper.
Wait, what?
Awkward laughter phone tap right now.
Yay! I love it. That's all we needed.
I think I tried to be a good helper, but you decide for yourself.
It's another phone tap. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, this is Patty Melt calling from Wireless. I'm looking for Brittany Banner.
Oh my gosh. Yes, it's me.
I'm calling regarding a complaint you emailed us about.
Yeah. Sorry, it's hard to hear because it keeps cutting out, but that is actually the whole problem with my phone.
Okay.
But I think what you were asking, my phone, like my calls keep dropping out for some reason, and it's been happening for like a week, and it's so annoying.
I'm taking notes right now,
Okay.
And don't worry, we are the number one service. We're going to get this cleaned up splickety-lit.
Yeah.
Okay?
That'll be great because this has been extremely frustrating.
Or is it lickety-split? You know, sometimes I just get things turned around. So let me go over some prompt questions for people who are dealing with the same thing, because apparently it's happening a lot in your area. First question, what medications are you on?
What medication? I think that's a breach of medical privacy. I don't know why you need to know that.
Oh, I'm not a doctor. There's no Hippocratic, whatever that oath is. I don't take it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if you're on anything. You know, a small percentage of our customers are on hallucinogenics.
Oh.
Okay, I'm not on hallucinogenics. I'm not, hallucinating that my calls are cutting out.
Well, that's good, because, you know, some of our customers just imagine it. So that's
great. Are you
great.
Serious right now?
Yeah, we did a study in 2018 that found a small percentage of people thought they had dropped calls had actually exposed themselves to mind-altering substances.
How does that have to do with anything?
Oh, well.
That's your question?
Again, it's just a small percentage of people. Something I have to ask. It's my job.
Okay, great. I'm not high. Can we move on to the next question?
Not high on anything. Interesting. Okay.
No.
Yes, got it. And next question, do you own or rent a hairless pet?
Do I own or rent a hairless cat?
No, pet, pet, pet. Yeah, maybe an iguana, lizard, sphinx dog. I mean, cat does count.
No.
Wood weasel?
No, I don't own a hairless pet.
Okay.
What does this have to do with my phone?
That's a great question, and I do have an answer for you. See, one study done in 1993 found that cell phone companies with households that had one or more hairless pets could possibly disrupt cell coverage in warm climate areas. Isn't that fascinating?
No, it's really not, and it's not relevant, and I don't know why you're talking about this.
Well, that study would say differently, but...
Well, I'm not on drugs, and I don't have any hairless cats, so let's move on to the actual phone stuff.
Yes, this is the phone stuff. We have about 235 questions to go.
Oh, my God, no. Well, I don't have time for this.
Okay, I hear you. You know what? I'm going to speed it up for you. We can just get to the second subset of questions.
Oh, my God.
Do you own a cell phone?
The question is, do I have a cell phone, even though the whole reason I called is because of my cell phone issues, and I'm literally talking to you on my cell phone.
Well, in a study done in 2003, 0.00065% of people who called in to complain about cell phones didn't actually own
one. Enough with your scientific questions. This has nothing to do with my phone. Can we please fix my phone?
Okay, I think this next question will get to the bottom of it. So
I highly doubt that.
Okay, so do you or a close relative currently live above or near an old radioactive dumping ground or...
No.
An abandoned silver mine.
I'm done.
No, you
don't. I need to talk to the manager. No, I don't live above a mine or a dumping ground. No, I need to talk to the manager. This is horrible.
Okay. I completely understand.
Do you?
Yeah. We did a study back in 2012 that found...
No.
That
no more studies. I don't care.
It did find that no one lived near those things.
I don't care. I don't care what they found.
Okay.
I don't want to hear any more facts or statistics. I want my phone fixed.
Oh, so you don't want to hear my last question.
No, I don't want to hear any more questions.
I was
They're irrelevant and stupid.
I was going to ask if you listen to Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
What?
Because this is actually a phone tap. It's a prank phone call.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes, this is actually Brooke. I'm so sorry.
I was about to, like, throw my phone in the trash.
Well, you could thank your husband for that, because he's the one that set you up for this prank phone call.
I'm going to kill him. Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, I actually can't help you with the spotty cell coverage. I don't know if you could hear that, unless you want to hear about a study we did in 1994 on albino penguins using cell phones as flotation devices.
No, please, please. I really don't want to hear.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.